Maxwell, I can't believe you won't let me read your first novel. Never been so insulted in my life.
You've never been so insulted? Well, now I'm insulted.
Cece, my writing is very personal to me. Look, if it makes you feel any better, I can assure you no one has read it, and no one ever will.
Here's your book, Mr. Sheffield. I got a little slim fast on page 9.
It's fine. This manuscript was in a folder marked personal, in a file marked private, hidden in my desk drawer.
Oh, I get you. I get you. You don't want certain people reading it.
Miss Fine, that included you?
You're kidding. Well, if you didn't want anybody reading it, you should have put it in your secret wall safe. You want me to open it up for you?
Get out!
All right, okay. But I'm telling you, this man is gifted.
Come back.
You really think so?
Oh, I was so engrossed in it. Now, remember that script you asked me to hand-deliver to Mandy Patinkin before 12 o'clock or he was going to pass on your new play? Didn't do it.
What? He's getting on a plane for the coast in an hour!
Oh, well, do you want me to rush and catch him? Because, you know, I could tell you how great your book is later.
Oh, no. Sit. Cece can go.
Maxwell? Oh, just give me the script. I'll never get to the airport in an hour.
That's true, sir. She needs at least two people on her broom to use the express lane.
So, that was fine. You were saying?
Well, I just love the lead character. You know, the rich, handsome movie producer, tragically widowed in the prime of his life, struggling to raise 3 children all by himself. Oh, I don't know how you come up with this stuff.
I just let my imagination run wild.
And my favorite was the over-the-hill houseboy. Riot thinks he should be king of the castle. Every time the boss turns his back, he's smoking his cigars and drinking his brandy, mumbling something under his breath.
Probably make another million. Like he needs it.
Well, now that they're gone, can we talk about the producer and that sexy, gorgeous governess he's got prancing around in those short skirts? Oh, I'll tell you, they've got so much between them.
You like that, huh?
Oh, baby. And that wedding night after all those years of sexual tension, hoo-ha!
Miss Fine, they don't get married.
Well, I'm just telling you what the public wants.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
Wait a minute, is this fan-free, sugar-free, and unofficially sweetened?
No, but I used an 8-inch pan instead of a 10.
Close enough.
Spit that out!
She's like one of those dope-sniffing dogs.
Fran, this is how you spend your day standing around the kitchen eating cake. Thank you. Fran, you're probably wondering why I'm acting so strange.
Ma, you've been here for 2 seconds. You yelled, you ate. The only thing strange is that you haven't showed me a wedding announcement from a girl I went to high school with.
It's in my purse. Meanwhile, cousin Susan's kid is getting circumcised, and she wants me to throw the bris party.
Well, you're the one that wanted to have the apartment professionally decorated.
Grant, it's too much for me. I'm just going to tell them I'm having a hysterectomy.
You've already had four. Don't you think someone's going to get wise?
I only said that to your father's side. Meanwhile, four times, not one card.
Oh, why don't you just tell them the truth? That it's too much for you. What are they going to do?
Never invite me to their place in Florida again. I'll have to spend all my winters here.
Oh, Ma, we better look alive. Now, the first thing we got to do is find ourselves a mole.
Well, there's a doozy right there.
Mole, a mole. That's the person that performs the circumcision. That's chocolate.
Thank you.
Fran, tell that little stain that if he doesn't quit filming me, he'll be able to turn that thing off by pressing his navel.
Oh, yeah, like you're gonna shove it down my throat.
Guess again.
Do something constructive with yourself.
Because I've got a trust fund that kicks in at 18 and everything between now and then is all filler.
That's terrible. You should be thinking about college, career, what retirement condo you're gonna buy for your nanny in Boca.
Hey, if someone got me some milk, it could happen.
B, you're gonna make something out of yourself, mister. Now, you love that camera so much, there you go. Why don't you become a director? You can move to Hollywood. Hey, I'm not married to Boca. I wouldn't mind living in Beverly Hills. You know, I'm 3 hours younger there. Oh, Ma, I've got a great idea. Why don't we hire B to take the videotape of the bris?
You're going to trust an event like this to the boy?
Yes, I trust him completely. He's a very mature, responsible young man. And I think this would be a great experience for him.
Hey. Fran, my future freeloading in Florida depends on this party. There is no way that I am
going to... You'll do it for a 10.
You're hired. I don't like to refilm when I'm eating.
Which is why there's more footage of Bigfoot than her. Ah, would you calm down? I'm on my way. Oh, well, if you want an honest answer, yes, I think serving miniature Franks at a bris is tasteless.
Miss Fine, do you really think you should wear that? You don't want to distract the man doing the deed.
Oh, he's only got his mind on one thing. You guys want to come?
No.
Brighton, come on!
Oh, he's upstairs in my closet trying on ties. Yeah, he wanted to look right for his first job.
Well, trust me, nobody in my family is going to look at him twice unless he's wrapped in smoked turkey with a toothpick shoved through him.
You know, it's fine. I'm very impressed with the way you've gotten Brighton off his duff and pushed him into this.
Well, you know, this is what I do. I mean, I've been at it for years.
I thought this was your first nanny job.
What nanny? I'm talking about being a yenta. I mean, do I have great instincts or what?
You're the best.
And I do know when it's the right time to give a guy a little push.
You're amazing.
So then I was right to send your book to a publisher.
You're fired. Come on, Miss Fine, you knew perfectly well I didn't want anyone to see that book.
Well, then why did you let me read it?
Well, because I value your opinion. I didn't ask you to read it.
You just calm down. You're beginning to pulsate over there. You're very talented. If I didn't push myself, I wouldn't have a mansion, a butler, and a limousine.
It's fine. You don't have those things.
Look, I like to see the glass half full. Do you mind? The bottom line is, the book's great, and you're a great writer.
Well, I suppose there can't be any harm in sending it to one publisher.
One, 12. The point being, I was right about Brighton, and I'm right about you. Brighton, come on! We're gonna be late for the bris! Chop, chop! Gorgeous boy! Beautiful boy! Handsome boy! Oh, is
Is that the ugliest baby you have ever seen in your life?
Please, I had to come in here so I could eat.
If they're ever making a Mr. Gefilte fish head, that's the model.
So what do you think of my boy?
Beautiful.
Meanwhile, everything is just delicious. Hey, what is this, Course Club mustard?
How dare you?
Ah, it is Course Club mustard.
But I put it in a Grey Poupon jar. How the hell did she know? What is she, a mustard tester?
I owe you, you owe me. 1965, Fiddler on the Roof, I paid for the parking.
You remember that? Who took 3 sips of my Coke?
Danny.
Yeah?
You let someone bring a mangy pet in here? It's very unsanitary for the baby.
Yeah, that is the baby.
I guess I shouldn't have given him that meatball that fell on the floor.
Ma, don't you think we should get this show on the road already?
Morty, we're not waiting for halftime. Get out here!
Okay, B, we're about to get started. What are you doing?
I'm shooting the bris.
That's brisquette. Don't you know what a bris is?
No.
Well, fasten your lens cap. You're about to find out. Shoot the baby.
All right, I'm just here to do whatever you... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You don't look so good.
B, are you okay?
I don't really think so.
B, are you okay? Get up, you're gonna miss it. There's no take two in this.
Oh, Miss Vine, the bris was a week ago. The baby's gotten over it. I should think you could.
But Brighton is humiliated. My mother is barred from Boca. None of the family is speaking to me. Well, there's the silver lining. Oh, B.B., please cheer up. Nobody cares that you didn't tape the bris.
Your cousin Susan spit on me.
Well, that's a Jewish blessing. Why do you think we have plastic on the furniture? Just be glad Yetta didn't bless you, because when her teeth shoot out, you can lose an eye. Oh, Niles. God, I thought it was such a great idea. You know, I think the old instincts are just gone. Watch, next thing I'll hear, Mr. Sheffield's book isn't any good.
Miss Fine!
I guess the old instincts are back.
Niles, have you seen Miss Fine?
Sorry, sir, I think she's gone out.
Oh, what a shame, because here I am standing with Barbara Streisand.
I love you! I love you!
What is the one thing I asked you never to joke about?
Nice work, Miss Fine. My book was rejected. They hated it.
Oh, I'm sure you're exaggerating. They couldn't have hated it. We hate it. I'm sorry, Mr. Sheffield. I don't know what's happening. I'm making mistakes left and right. I've lost my powers. Oh, no. I'm like Aunt Clara on Bewitched.
Friend, did you send my videotape of the bris to America's Wackiest Home Videos?
I quit. That's it. I'm not fit to raise children anymore. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know anything anymore. I don't know anything.
But my tape got picked.
I knew it. I knew it.
Well, the best part is we all get a free trip to Hollywood.
Oh, do you know what this means?
You and Ethel are going to steal John Wayne's footprints?
No, no. It means that my instincts are back and I'm better than ever.
What about this?
Mr. Sheffield, I'm a nanny. You hired me to take care of kids. You're a grown man. You want your problem solved? Get a wife. Well, here we are, back at stage six again. You know, my people found their way out of the desert faster than you're gonna find stage 14. Can you please ask someone for directions?
Miss Fine, I have been in show business my entire life. Think I can find my way around a studio?
Okay. Now that I got it down, this time it's complicated. You go down there past stage 12, and next to it, what do you know? 13. And surprise, 14 is after that.
Right. No need to be so snide.
Really? You know, he's a big-time producer.
Really? What do you produce?
Broadway.
Theater. All right, move on, move on. These things cost $1.50 each.
Maybe I should just catch up with you guys at Wacky's Videos. I gotta find myself a bathroom.
Oh, well, there's one of those right there. Yeah, you go down to wardrobe and make a... left.
Bump, bada bump, bada bump, bada bump, bonanza. Bada bump, bada bump, bada bump. Meanwhile, where do you pay? There you go, gonna go, gonna really go.
Well, maybe we should move the children.
You stop. Oh, Dr. Quinn, I just love you so much. I watch you every Saturday night. Not that I don't date. I mean, I can tape it if someone would ask me out. Oh, I'm Fran Fine.
I'm Joe Langdon.
Oh, excuse me, please, but we're in the middle of something.
Honey, honey, you only married to him on the show when the young cut let it go. Meanwhile, that coat is to die for. Did you get that over at the Mercantile?
Oh, that's just a storefront set. It's... Everything here is fake.
Fake.
Oh, even the John in your clinic over here?
Fake.
I'm sorry, it looked real. Now I know how Tom Arnold felt. Where's everybody going?
Miss Fine, where have you been? You missed the entire show.
Oh, I wandered onto the Dr. Quinn lot. Say, you know that meeting that you were going to have with Jane Seymour about that new play?
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring it to the house. So what happened? Did we win?
No, something called Meet the Dunson Twins won.
Oh, is Brighton crushed?
No. Meet the Dunson Twins.
I love show business.
Oh, another happy ending. Oh, you know, a lot of people told me that I should move here and get into movies.
Well, what stopped you?
Talkies.
You're home.
Very funny. You know, he's due back any moment, so you'd better get out of his suit.
So the big nosy butler just couldn't wait to read Maxwell's book. How pathetic.
For your information, this is not his book. It's chapters 1 through 5.
I've got 6 through 10.
Ooh, I'll trade, trade. Mr. Sheffield, you're home.
All right. Like I'm gonna fall for that?
Ooh, I'm reading Maxwell's stupid book.
Cece!
And it's great!
I tried to stop her, sir. Look, I ripped half of it out of her hand.
To be home, but I'll tell you, I'm gonna miss that room service. Niles, could you make me some hot tea and turn down my bed?
I can't wait to show my class the pretzels that Joey Lawrence left on the plane.
Joey Lawrence wasn't on the plane.
Neither was my class.
I don't believe it.
What?
But someone's going to publish my book.
Oh, now you see, I knew you had talent. I hope you never doubt yourself again.
Well, I must say, Miss Fine, this is a little thrilling. I suppose I do owe you a bit of an apology.
Oh, please, please. All I'm happy about is that everyone knows how good you are.
Miss Fine?
Yeah?
How much are you paying to have his book published?
$2,500.
Where are you getting the money?
Thought I'd ask you for it.
Old instincts are gone again. Miss Fine, what if he finds out?
Oh, trust me, he's never gonna find out. What, they enclosed a bill with a letter?
Miss